It's alarming because, you know, our rates today, this 16.7% food insecurity and 6.7% hunger, not necessarily the highest in the country, but they're getting pretty high. And where we what has happened is we have moved from the middle of the pack to near the head of the pack. And so our increase in the percent of population that is now food insecure, about 8% of the population, is the highest in the country. And the increase of people who are food insecure with hunger from 2% to 6%, that 4% increase is also the highest in the country. So we've done worse over the last 12 years than just about anybody else.
Well, and we have to point out that at November 1st, the federal food stamp program, SNAP, ran out of stimulus money. So families that are on food stamps are going to be seeing less money per month. How is that going to affect Missouri? How is that going to impact the situation here?
Yeah, it's a great question. And obviously nobody knows for sure until we, you know, start talking more to households that have experienced that. I do want to be cautious because some people look at that and say, well, you know, a family of four may have only seen their reduction of $30 or $25, or a family of two, a $15 reduction or a $20 reduction. And so, you know, to those of us who are food secure, it wouldn't be a lot of money. But you have to remember that a lot of these families who are food insecure are barely food insecure and not experiencing hunger. In other words, they barely get by each month. And so in that situation, a $30 or $40 difference in the household could mean two or three days of food. And so, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But I would say even those small losses could turn out to be major impacts on households.
There's sometimes a perception that people who are food insecure are mostly in urban areas, but your atlas really shows that that's not always the case.
Definitely not always the case. The regions of Missouri that have the highest food insecurity do include some of the inner city areas. So say St. Louis City has a high rate. But along with that, the other highest areas are all rural. They tend to be in the southern part of the states, in the Ozarks, and in the Boot Heel in the southeast Missouri. But there's also a cluster of counties in the northern Missouri up near the Iowa border that also have high levels of food insecurity. So it's primarily a rural and perhaps an inner city issue.
For people who are listening to this just a couple of days before Thanksgiving, I mean, what is it that the average person can do to maybe help people out a bit?
Yeah, it's a tough question. I mean, there's a lot that we can do so that people can avoid hunger. I mean, all of the contributions, the great contributions that, say, people in the St. Louis area make to the St. Louis Area Food Bank or directly to the food pantries themselves are great. I mean, they help people avoid, in the short term, hunger. So I would certainly advocate people keep doing that. It's not necessarily the long-term solution to why people are hungry in the first place. It's a much larger issue dealing with income and expenses and so on. But I think what, you know, we need to do is certainly make sure first that people don't experience hunger and then work on solving the problem.